Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For the past 7 years, our next guest private equity investment firm has participated in funding more than $3 billion in a variety of real estate transactions in North and South Carolina, involving everything from infrastructure to home building to restaurants and even including crypto mining. How do they feel about these markets now that rising inflation and interest rates seem to be cooling things down a bit? Joe Baldassarre is president of Broad Street Incorporated. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having me.
First of all, give us more of a background here on yourself and the company and how it all got started.
Sure. Myself, Joe Baldassarre, I've been in investments for north of about 20 years now. And fast forward to around 12 years ago, I really got heavily involved with private equity, you know, investing into private firms, you know, before they went public. So we were involved in a lot of private deals, and then we're introduced to a lot of other private deals through other private hedge funds and private equity funds. I have been living in the upstate now for going on 7 years. And when I moved here 7 years ago, we just kind of really fell in love with the vibrant city, the growth that was going on here, was introduced to a local developer here. And that's really when we got our start with, you know, investing into the land infrastructure, the hotel business, and you know, really everything that came along with living here as far as, you know, the growth that was going on. I mean, that's just one part of our business. So, you know, just to kind of bring you up to speed on that, I mean, you know, when we moved here, we started investing into a couple of hotels. You know, then we got involved with the land infrastructure and some home building. I have several partners. You know, one, you know, my first partner is my brother, Stephen Baldassarre. We've been in the business together from the beginning. We both moved here at the same time. The timing was obviously great, and, you know, we're lucky to be involved with what's going on here.
And crypto mining, talk about how you are investing in that.
Sure. So the crypto mining, you have to understand there's two different areas of it. One is, you know, you hear about people buying and speculating in these different coins. It's not what we're doing. What we're doing is we're investing in the infrastructure of it, basically, which is the mining part. We own machines. These machines run algorithms. They verify the buys and sells. And for that, we get paid a fee for doing that. So, you know, as long as, you know, Bitcoin is going to continue to trade, which we think it's going to, we think it's going to, you know, become some type of currency. It already has. You know, the Bitcoin mining, you know, we feel is going to be here to stay.
All right. Now, are you worried about a recession? What are the trends that are affecting your portfolio right now?
So we get asked that obviously on a daily basis. And quite frankly, Mike, I hate to be so short about it, but we're not seeing it here. There's a lot of people that are moving to the upstate, and it's for several of the reasons that I did. And as far as the land infrastructure, the development stuff that we're doing, it's not slowing down whatsoever. And that's around 70% of our portfolio. So we are not seeing the effects of it with the partners we have, which are five of the top 10 largest privately traded home builders in the United States. They're pushing forward. We just signed our 47 deal. So we're not seeing it whatsoever here.
So the high inflation, high interest rates, not slowing down the economy at all?
Not here. I mean, what we're seeing as far as our home building division as well, we're seeing 70, 75% cash buyers. So no, it's not slowing down. And also the other thing is, Mike, with the land infrastructure, the land development that we do, you know, the 47 projects that I mentioned, with that, you know, we're under contract to develop these lots and sell them to these home builders. So no, we're not seeing it whatsoever.
And are private equity firms like yours constantly on the lookout for more investors into the projects that you are working on, or are you guys pretty much self-financed from here?
We do a little bit of both. We do look for new investors. You know, we deal with a lot of family offices. We deal with a lot of other hedge funds, private equity funds that have come into town and that have liked what we're doing. So we are open to new partners. But again, there are people that we've, you know, enjoy working with and want to get along with. But we are open and we're going to continue to grow.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Joe Baldassarre is president of Broad Street Incorporated. He joined us by phone from his headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Where you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.